part, the coronavirus pandemic is a growing threat to everybody, but there's new evidence that smokers and e-cigarette users, many of whom are young adults, even teenagers, are at greater risk. Joining us right now to talk more about this, the Director of Translational Research at the American Academy of Pediatrics is Dr. Jonathan Winnikoff. Doctor, good morning, and thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Happy to be here, Paul.
So there's real concern about COVID-19 when it comes to those who smoke and those who vape, those who use those e-cigarettes. Explain a little bit more the biology behind this, the science behind it.
Well, you know, first of all, I just wanted to say that even when we're not in a global health pandemic like COVID-19, I tell all my patients to stop smoking and vaping and try to help them quit. But the pandemic really makes the call to quit all the more urgent. And so we're asking everyone who smokes and vapes to try to quit right now, because we know that smoking and vaping increase the risk of lung disease, smoking in particular, heart conditions as well. I have many patients who vape and have developed asthma. And this diminishes the body's natural ability to fight infections in both young people and adults. It makes it harder for the body to keep toxins and viruses out of the lungs.
Are people beginning to understand the dangers of vaping? Because I think for a long time it was considered to be a quote-unquote safe alternative to cigarette smoking.
Well, look, here's the problem with vaping and smoking. It's not just that the immune system is compromised, putting the body at risk during this pandemic. It's also that motion, that hand-to-mouth motion, whether it be smoking or vaping, you know, when someone vapes, they're holding a device. It can look like a pen, it can look like a cigarette or just a little cartridge in their hand. They bring it up to their mouth, they inhale. They do this repeatedly throughout the day. They're touching the device, the cartridge, their mouth, their face. This goes against the clear recommendations from the CDC and public health officials for how to protect yourself against COVID-19. So it's not just the inflammation, it's not just the immune system that's compromised, it's also the very behavior itself.
What advice do you have for parents that, you know, maybe they suspect or know that their kids are vaping? How do they open that dialogue with them, try and get them to quit?
Well, it's really important that we get these messages out there. And what I've seen on the front lines, I'm very concerned, and I think parents should be too. You know, for example, I've heard, you know, from a friend of mine, a 22-year-old patient brought into the hospital COVID-19 positive, and her only risk factor was that she vaped. So I think things like that, making sure that parents can have a conversation with their kids, making sure that if kids can't quit, they're talking to their pediatricians. Now, for myself, right now, because Massachusetts is in the thick of this pandemic, we're not even seeing kids in the office. We're doing Skype and Zoom visits with them. But I think if parents don't feel comfortable having that conversation with them, they should absolutely try to get their doctor on the phone and have that conversation with the kids. For people who are using tobacco products or smoking, and if they can't get off, then it's really important that they get onto a safe nicotine replacement medicine instead of the nicotine that's inhaled through vaping or smoking. So that's, we're talking about nicotine patch and nicotine gum.
Well, important to quit that habit now more than ever. Doctor, appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much for the insight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Paul.
All right. Take care. Bye now.